I want to share with you a hargosha that I had this week by the Petiro of Rabbeinu HaGadol of Shmuel. I was there also, I learned in the yeshiva there a few years. I want to share with you a hargosha to chaparai, maybe something while it's still in front of us. Because there's about nobody left like this anymore that we can take from. I'm going to share with you our gosha. Our statement, though, after a patira of Azal and Gold, there's all types of stories. Everybody has their own chelikin stories, what talks to them, what doesn't talk to them. There's one story that was said over this week, after the patira, that doesn't have shaykhs, this hasmodah and this hashakdonus, which was lahafli mamish, ve'inai reisi, this is a globe mamish. But there's one story which personally shocked me for, and everyone has their own, like I said, everyone has their own chelik. He said over a miser the day before he was nifter, that, so people heard the story already, but I want to speak about it, because in the kudin nizach. He said that the day before he was nifter, he said to his sons that he hadn't taken a shower for a few days, he was very shvach. And he said to his son the day before his patira that he asked them they should give him a shower. So they said to him, you know, you don't have kechas, and that's why you haven't taken a shower for a few days. So he said, richtig, I don't have kechas, taka. But that I don't have kechas is not a reason that the chevra kadisha has to suffer afterwards. That I didn't take a shower for a few days. So I told it over to a close friend of mine who also learned there and had a musig, a big lamdan, a big talmud chacham. He says, just a copy said. He says, a person learns Torah 30 hours a day for 70 years, so you become an edel mensch. He says to me, honestly, you're Harry or something, you're trying to come lately, you don't know what Torah is, you're saying as I. So I said, you're right. I'm glad it's posher that a person who learns Torah 30 hours a day for 70 years, around the clock, Kipshutai Avadit Edels out the mensch. Of a fart. Richtig. Avadit, that's the pshat. Of a fart, when you see a person who's like a malach, a person before his patira, a few hours before his patira, that's what he's worried about, that's what he has in his mind. We have no shaykhs to Zadarga, Avadanat. We have no shaykhs to Zadarga, what's on our mind when we're alive? What's on our minds before? What we think about, what we want, what we're worried about. When a person's in his final yisurim, what he's worried about. How you talking? It came to my mind when I heard the story, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Chazal say in Dvorim. Chazal say there was a maisa. Shimon ben Shotach, Shalaka Chamor, Echod. Shimon ben Shotach, bought a Chamor, Mishmaeli Echod. He bought a Chamor, bought a donkey from a Yishmaeli. Motzaboy Evan Achas Teva, and he found Evan Achas Teva in the Chamor. Vichziro la Oisi Yishmaeli, and he gave it back to the guy, he gave it back to the Arab. Kara all of Oisi Yishmaeli, so the Yishmaeli said on him, Baruch Hashem Elikei Shimon Ben Shotach. Glaib to God that there's a Zayir Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. Gebenched is the Rebbeinu Shalom for Shimon Ben Shotach. Shteita two chidushim in this chazal. One chidush is that there are gevissim maisim that a person does in his life that can't come from any other place than the fact that the Shechina is shoyer in them. There's a gewissa ma'aseh, perception. Baruch Hashem, Elokei, Shimon, Meshotah, for the first time, the Baruch Hashem, Beseder. He gave back. His Eteretz is that the Ishmaeli over here was a shtickle maven, and that Fashtanin, that this Shimon, Meshotah, is a riot that there's a Baruch Hashem in the world. You can take him to Eish HaTorah, Torah Sameach, put him on the thing over there, they don't have to bring them codes and riots and the Big Bang, and a million proofs that the Kosh Baruch created the world, nothing. Shimon Meshotah is a riot, that is a Baruch Hashem. Because it's not Shaykh, Mechlal, that a person can act in another way if he doesn't have the Shechina Sherebay. Not possible. That's the only response he had. This guy is a Himmelmensch. He's Dovak to Rebbeinu Shalom. And there are gewisse pu'ulis, gewisse matzovim in life, where a person brings out the Shechina inside of him. And a person does a zazach, but there's no other terror. It's Kenneth Zaykin under a zach. It can't be another zach. Does a Makom Hashir, does a Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, location, Meshach. There's no Ken under a zach. It can only come from that. Aber steht dann noch ein Kiddush. Was ist das? Okay, Shimon ben Shotach. Baruch Hashem. I see this Baruch Hashem. So could be Ruchem. Steht da that the Gilu Kvoida is Baruch is a private affair of the person who's Megala Kvoida is Baruch. The Kvoida is Baruch of Shimon ben Shotach is a gewisse Kvoida is Baruch that has Shaykhis only to Shimon ben Shotach. It's his Kovet Shemaim that he's Megala. And there's a gewisse bechina of elikeshim mashal. There's a gilui of elikus in the world, which is the godliness, the elikus, the shimim mashalach was megal in the bria, and it's his kovet shemaim. Reb Yochanan brings a neir dikurayi to the zach. It's a mafurish chazal. A dovet neir mamish. We say in Shemone Esrei elikay Avram, elikay Yitzchak, elikay Yankiv. Says the chazal the beginning of lech lecha, vavorcha, vagad lecha, all the things. Zeh lekei Avram, lekei Yitzchak, lekei Yankov. Zok Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, that you should know that your bracha is more chashuv than mine. The first bracha is Magen Avram. The tzveita bracha is Mechaya Mesin. Freer retten vegen eich. And noch then we're talking about me. Frankly, Yeruchim, and what are we talking about in the first bracha? Who are we talking about? Avram Avinu. Elokei, elokei, elokei. Zok Yeruchim, no, Yeruchim says the Dovah Neira. Rabbi Resnick told me, he remembers that Rav Volbe said it in the Shmuz. He says it's Oshin. When a person is davening Shemone Esrei, when you mechaven elokei Avram, it's supposed to be mechaven elokei or to Avram. Rabbi Yochum says it's supposed to be mechaven to Avram. Shteim Mefurash in Chazal. That your bracha is more chashuv than mine. What's the pshat elokei? What's your bracha? It's about a kosh bracha. The teretz is elokei Avram means the kovet shemaim that Avram Avinu was megala from inside himself. That Avram Avinu was a marker for Kavod Shemayim. It's an aloikus. The Hashayach is Avram Avinu. It's the aloikus. It's the gilu kvoida yisbarach that Avram Avinu was megal inside of him. Elokei Yitzchok. It's the aloikus. Zokei Biruchim Adov and Neira. He says the amkus of the pshat is Taisus says a brachas daf mem. Taisus says that you can never have a bracha that doesn't have Shem Malchus. Elokeinu Melech Olam. You can't have a zazach. In fact, Taisus, where do we have in Shemone Esrei? Malchus. Zok Tosfos, Elokei Avram is Melech Olam. This haste, Avram Avinu is a shtick Malchus Shemaim. As I say in Tosfos, Elokei Avram is Melech. That's Melech, because Avram Avinu was Megala Malchusoy on himself. He was Megala Kvod Shemaim in himself, from himself. So when you say Elokei Avram, that's equivalent to saying Hashem Melech. That's the same way Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and everything. He was the Melech. Avram Avinu was Megala the Malchus in himself. That's the pshat of Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shotach. The Shimon ben Shotach was Megala Kvoida Yisborach in Shimon ben Shotach the Kenoifer. That's what I was thinking this week when I heard the story. When I heard this Maisa, which is a Maisa, which is Michtik, like my Chavar said, after 70 years or 80 years or 90 years of sitting and learning around the clock Taka. And when a person learns Rajman noch Rajman, Taisus noch Taisus, and Rabbi Kiveger noch Rabbi Kiveger, and Taisus after Taisus, and he mutches on it, and he was omel on it. And I can tell you, the years that I learned in yeshiva over there, he also wasn't a young man, he was already in his late 60s. Learned with the ganze chiyas, with all the keichas. When a person uses all his keichas for Kavod Shemayim, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, so a person becomes a walking Kavod Shemayim, becomes a mobile Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yankov, Elokei Shem Ben Shotach. A person becomes, is there a gewisse meisim? So the meisim that I said over about the Chevra Kedisha, that's a meisim, as we can say, as a mensch, a person who talks like that, a person that's what he has in his mind before his Petira, that's not a mensch. That's not a person. That's a ride that is a Baruch Hu in the world. That's a gilu kvoida yisborach. That's a raya that the person is not a man, not a human being. That, if you want to know, there's a raya that comes from the world. A human being, flesh and blood, can't behave in a zahwe. There's no logic. There can't be something. Can't be something. It's kind of that as a zach in the world. That's a raya that Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzrayim is early shuv. That's a raya that yisrael v'kutchubich of a raya sechadu. It can't be another pshat. And a taka can't come other. It can't come. The Ashros HaShechina in the person Taka can't come any other way than learning for 70 years Ktseis and Raj Ben Teis. There is no other way to make a person into a Zah Mensch to bring out the Shechina that all of us have inside of us. That's really all I wanted to say. What does Hashachas tell us all these stories? Weeks when Gdelim die are usually very depressing, because you get flooded with 50 stories that you don't have Shachas to. He was up the whole night, he was up the whole day, learned the whole night, and this didn't bother. We have a headache, we don't turn off for a week. You have the pre-headache, and you have the during the headache, and then you have after the headache, you have to recuperate from the headache, you have to take a break from the break, because you get out of it, you get into it, out of it, during it. So he tells the story of a guy, for 7 years he didn't sleep at night. He lost children and grandchild, he lost... No Gashmias, it wasn't Schnitzel Day, and Chicken Day, and Fish Day, there wasn't any of those days, there was nothing. So we don't have Diet Coke, we're in trouble already. I didn't say Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, you understand? If they're wrong Coke, it's not. So the gap is like 10 million years. This part, yeah, so what are we saying over the Maaseh for? Parshas Bo, there's a lot to say. The Baalei Mussar always say, each one in his own signaling, the Baalei Mussar always say that when you see somebody, for example, who has a gewaldige mid of kas, a gewaldige mid of taiva, so everyone talks about him, it's a big source of Lashon Hara, we're looking for sakko for new information, and you say, this one's Hazeh, that one's Hazeh. But the Baalei Mussar say, when you see somebody who's overdone it on a certain midah, look at yourself. Do you have that mita? You know you can get there also. Haroya Saita bin Uvlasa Yazar Atsumina Yain. What do I have to do with the Saita Bukhal? What's up with the Saita? The Torah says, but you also have a mita of taiva. Is you should know that that's how mita of taiva looks. Take it into yourself, bring it into yourself, connect to it. What you see outside of you hashach is to you. Is mita taiva maruba? Because Baruch Hu sends us Azah Matziv, where he puts in front of us and says, look, this is how a person can look. There's a bria in the world called allocation of Meshatach. A person can get to such a darga. That means we also have it inside of us. We also have Hashras Hashkin inside of us. We also have Eloikas inside of us. We're also a kli for Kavod Shemayim. Kavod Shemayim doesn't necessarily mean making a whole hoo-ha. You have to be makar of a million people to make great Kavod Shemayim. Shimon Meshotach was marbe kovet shemayim in the world because he gave back the diamond, because he broke himself. And when a person breaks himself in a way that only comes from the aloikos inside of him, so he becomes a shtick melech olam. He becomes a shtick walking malchus, which is what we all came for. That's what we're here for. And when we put that in front of us, is even if you can't stay up a whole night for 7 days straight, and you're not holding by the darkness that we're holding on, but everybody has their diamond that they can give back. Everyone has their place where they can raise themselves up and be megala kvodis baruch inside themselves. That, yeah. We're all b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yankov, and we all have it inside of us. And when we see in front of us the yichidei hador who have done it, who have brought out of themselves the kavod shemayim that's in every yid, and all their actions are actions of melech ha'olam, because Baruch Hu is my melech, and everything I do is for kvoda yisbarach. I live for that. Then we have a lesson to learn over here. And that is shaykhist to every one of us. Every one of us has a bria of elokation meshatach, that yet. And from pasha to ma'isim, a person can step up and raise himself up to that darga. Everyone has a Shechin inside of him. Everyone has a Kavod Shemayim inside of him. Everyone has Malchus Yisborach inside of him. And we all have the capabilities of expressing it, of bringing it out. It's an Avodah. It starts with 70 years of learning. But as much as we plug ourselves into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as much as we'll be zeicher to bring out the potential that lies in front of us.